Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're back. Coming up after the 2:30 news, Deb Clapp is going to join us to talk about Chicago Theater Week. We will talk after 3 o'clock with Matthew Hoffman from the Pickwick film series about his screening of Once Upon a Time in the West. And then Dr. John Lantis is going to talk about diabetes and certain ways that you can check out for warning signs and how you can donate and help out at JDRF. That's all coming up on the show. All right. March 29th, to be exact, we had this gentleman on our show. He lives in Australia. His name is Andrew Taylor, and he started what they called the Spud Fit Challenge, where for an entire year, for all of 2016, he ate potatoes and only potatoes. We will find out. Now, the last time he was with us, it was March 29th. He was 90 days into the challenge, and he had lost 55 pounds. So let's welcome Andrew back to the show. Andrew, welcome back, sir.
Thank you for having me on. It's good to be back.
Absolutely. All right. So before we get into you've always struggled with your weight, as you've talked about. And when did you decide to do the Spud Fit Challenge, and why potatoes and only potatoes? What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, just by coincidence, my decision was made after a lot of research with only 3 days to go before the new year from 2015 switching to 2016. And so that the timing was just good to start on the 1st of January and do a year. There's not really any explanation for doing the whole year other than the timing was good. But the reason behind it was that I realized I had a food addiction issue, and I figured that if alcoholics and drug addicts should are best served by quitting their vice, then perhaps that I could quit food. Obviously, you can't quit entirely, so I quit everything except potatoes, and I did a lot of research and figured out that was the best choice.
All right. Now, food addiction. What made you realize that you had a food addiction? Were you eating all the time? And when you were upset about things, did you automatically go to food?
Yeah, that sort of thing. And the thing that really made it hit for me is, I'd just done another month or 2 months of eating really, really well. And I got to the point where I thought, yeah, this is going pretty well for me. I think I could just have one slice of pizza tonight and everything will be okay. I'll go back to my diet tomorrow. So I tried that and I ended up, as usual, eating the whole pizza, plus following up with a box of ice cream and a bottle of Coca-Cola as well.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that the next day and thinking about how alcoholics do the same thing. They might go for a couple of months without drinking and then go, okay, I can have one beer tonight. And then sure enough, they wake up in the gutter the next day with no idea how they got there.
Yep.
And so I figured the behavior was the same. So perhaps it was the same problem and I could treat it in as close as possible to the same way.
All right. And potatoes ended up being the food of choice for you. You did research on it. Why potatoes?
Well, they had the most, a combination of the most scientific evidence to support this decision as well as historic evidence. So you got, by historic evidence, I mean things like the Irish population went for a couple of centuries of eating almost only potatoes. And they thrived, and the population boomed. And there's the traditional diet of the Okinawans in Japan, where there's the most centenarians of anywhere in the world. Their traditional diet is mostly sweet potatoes. And there's multiple other examples. There's examples of prisoners of war that have been fed only potatoes and did really well, stayed fit and strong. And then there's scientific evidence. There was a couple studied back in the 20s that were fed. They were a marathon running couple, and they were studied while eating only potatoes for 6 months, and they ran marathon personal best at the end of that. And there's all sorts of scientific evidence and historical evidence that I went through, and it was clear from that potatoes were the safest choice.
Were you able to get all the nutrients that your body needed just by eating potatoes? Were you taking supplements?
Yeah, potatoes have got everyone knows they've got carbohydrates, right? But they've got a little bit of protein, more than enough protein, actually, and they've got a little bit of fat as well, and then all the vitamins and minerals, and they've got fiber, and they really have provided me with everything I need. As long as you're eating enough and not starving yourself and going hungry, then, you can get everything you need from potatoes, and the only thing I was supplementing as a precaution was vitamin B12.
So you took a B12 supplement, but everything else you got from just potatoes?
That's right. Yeah. Now,
how did you prepare them? I mean, did you? What were the rules?
Basically, I kept it boring on purpose. So I wasn't trying to look for creative meals. I wanted to get as close as possible to quitting food, and I figured I couldn't really do that while having exciting potato dishes. So, it was mashed or boiled or baked potato. And I did use a very, very small amount of herbs and spices and things, and maybe a little bit of ketchup from time to time. But most of the time, it was just plain boiled, baked, or mashed potato.
And you didn't use actual milk for your mashed potato. You used like a soy product, a soy milk?
Yeah, most of the time soy milk, or sometimes oat milk or rice milk or something. But no, I avoided dairy products because they're... You know, I was a food addict, and dairy products are, by their nature, addictive. They're made to be addictive so that baby cows keep coming back for more from their mum. So, yeah, I avoided that stuff, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, a year of eating potatoes in just the way that you prepared them, and how many pounds did you lose in that time?
I think I'm 117 pounds gone now, but I think at the end of the year I was like 114 or something like that.
So 117 pounds total on this diet.
Yeah, yeah.
Now. And how do you feel? How did you feel during the diet, and how do you feel now?
All the way through and right now as well, I've never felt better. I'm as fit as I've ever been, and I weigh less than I ever have in my adult life. And, I haven't been this light since I was 15 years old. And, I'm feeling on top of the world.
Did you have medical attention? Did you have people keeping an eye on you to make sure that you were still okay?
Yeah. I've had blood tests all the way through, and DEXA scans, which scan for body composition, and I've had a blood fatty acids analysis and all sorts of medical checkups. Yeah, and everything all through the year just kept on getting better and better. There's not a single complaint.
That's amazing.
Everything's going well.
That's really amazing. Well, now here's the big question. Andrew, you did this because you realized that you were a food addict, and then you went to potatoes. What are you going to do about your diet now? Are you concerned that going back to eating like a more regular diet, are you concerned about you falling back into your old habits?
Well, I think it's the 11th of January now, which means I've been including other foods for 11 days now, and so far it's been not a problem at all. I haven't overeaten, and I haven't binged on anything. I haven't even wanted any junk food at all. I've kept my diet really, really simple still. I've eaten lots of potatoes still, and I've had lots of other vegetables and fruits and things like that. But really, I just don't have any desire to have any complicated meal preparations.
Yeah.
Sort of things happening. I don't really have any desire to go to restaurants and, you know, pig out on indulgent foods and things like that. I'm really quite happy with simple foods. I'm just including more simple foods than just potatoes.
Wow.
That's all.
That's amazing. It's an amazing story, Andrew, and congratulations on you feeling better, making yourself feel better, and losing all that weight. It's an incredible story. Now, before I let you go, Andrew, I asked you the last time you were on, and you heard this question many times when you did press. Did you see the Martian?
Well, I hadn't seen it. I think when last time I spoke to you, I hadn't seen it.
You
yet.
Hadn't?
Yeah, now I have.
How did you feel when you were watching that movie?
Yeah, that was actually quite a cool movie. And, they got it right there, I reckon. They figured it out.
Yeah, that's great. That's really cool.
That was cool, yeah.
Well, congratulations, Andrew. Really, seriously, that's quite an accomplishment. To just stick to that kind of diet for a whole year and then change your life like that, it's a great story, and we congratulate you. And thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thanks so much for having me on, and thanks for your support. And, if anyone wants to learn more, they can check out spudfit.com.
Spudfit.com, and we have a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, Andrew, take care.
Thanks, mate.
All right, take care. All right. That's incredible. That's incredible. Just nuts. But really, I mean, that really takes a lot of chutzpah to do. Wow. All right. 117 pounds and he feels great. Jeez. Okay. We got a break here. We got the news coming up. And then after the news, we're going to talk about Chicago Theater Week.